In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The text for our sermon this morning are the remaining verses of our gospel lesson for this Sunday, where Jesus continues his parable of the wedding banquet. Begin reading at verse 11. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. "Friend," he asked, "how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, "Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen." This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God. Some time ago, my father and I were driving through Charleston, West Virginia, and we stopped at a restaurant for dinner. But they would neither seat us nor serve us because neither one of us was wearing a necktie or a coat. If you know the movie As Good As It Gets, you'll recall a similar experience that Jack Nicholson had. I think most of us have seen the sign that says, "No shirt, no shoes, no service." Appropriate attire is absolutely necessary. Obviously, it's true that we do not require certain attire for you to wear during worship, but I'm sure all of us want to wear our very best when we present ourselves before the Lord, whatever that best may be for us. In Jesus' day, any guests who came to a wedding feast or wedding banquet had to put on a wedding garment over their own clothes. Jesus used the custom of doing that as the basis for this parable the Tuesday before he offered his life up for us on Calvary's cross. It's important to note that the audience for this parable was primarily the Pharisees. Jesus was pointing out to them that they were not dressed in the proper attire to be members of the kingdom of God. They were trying to be members of God's kingdom by being dressed in their failed efforts at their own righteousness. And Jesus pointed out to them that if they continued to reject the garment that God had provided for them, the perfect righteousness of Christ under the law, that they too would be cast out into outer darkness, where there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth, just as the man in his parable. This morning we look at appropriate attire for the wedding feast. We see, first of all, that the king welcomes all who are dressed in the right garment. But we see also that the king throws all not dressed out into the darkness. Isn't it a joy today even to receive an invitation to a wedding and a reception? I've often said that there are few times when there is just such pure joy being celebrated by a group of people. Imagine the special honor it would be for a king to invite us to the wedding feast of his son. That's exactly what God has done. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords has invited you and me and all people to come and enjoy the wedding feast of his son, Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "Many are called." God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The good news of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and His glorious resurrection from the dead on the third day is God's invitation and statement that all things are ready. Everything's been done. Everything's been prepared. Come and enjoy the feast. In these verses, Jesus points out that the King welcomes all dressed in the right garment. As I mentioned earlier, it was the custom for the groom or somebody in his family to hand out these wedding garments to the guests as they arrived. They were usually made of linen. They were white. They were made to reflect and to model the very white wedding garments of the bride and groom. It was that connection to them. We're sharing their celebration. We're sharing their joy. We want to be united with them. And so they couldn't sit in the wedding feast dressed in their own clothes, but had to wear this garment. It is impossible for us or anybody to sit in the kingdom of God dressed in the rags of our own failed attempts at righteousness. You and I cannot be members of the kingdom of God dressed in our sins, in our transgressions, in our rebellion against God. Therefore, God the Holy Spirit called us to faith. In our holy baptisms, God clothed us with Christ. He put on that pure white garment of salvation that is ours in Jesus. He washed us clean in Christ's blood and covered us with Christ's perfect active obedience under the law. The Apostle Paul writes to the Galatians, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." And the prophet Isaiah wrote, "For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels." When the Holy Spirit dresses us in the righteousness of Christ through faith, now we are dressed in appropriate attire for the wedding feast. Now we can be and are members of the Holy Christian Church, the kingdom of God. Now we confess our sins and trust only in Jesus. And so, do not be like the man in Jesus' parable. Do not try to sit in the kingdom of God or be a member of Christ's church by your own attempts at obedience, by your own efforts at good works. Don't try to sit at the wedding feast, either now or in eternity, trusting and relying only on who you are or what you have done. When that man was put out of the wedding feast, we read that he was speechless. And the idea here is he was speechless because he was thinking, "How dare you expect that of me? How dare you question how I am dressed?" And so he just couldn't believe it, that he was not good enough in what he was wearing. He would not accept the wedding garment that was being provided for him because he didn't want to wear it. And he didn't think that he would need it. Don't be like that man. This is really what Jesus meant when he said, "Few are chosen." He's talking here really about repentance. This man would not acknowledge the uselessness of his own garments and rely on the wedding garment that the host provided. Repentance is throwing off our own garments and putting on that garment of righteousness and salvation in Christ. We must continue to hear God's word, law, and gospel, and take that word to heart so that his reaction does not become our reaction. There are grave consequences if it were to be his reaction, and Jesus goes on to describe judgment. Remember, Jesus spoke these words shortly before he died on the cross. He was speaking many words of judgment in those days and was telling the Pharisees, as long as you trust in yourselves, this is going to be the result. Where there is repentance, then there is joy in that wedding feast. But the man in Jesus' parable was thrown out of the wedding feast, and he had to sit and look at it from the outside. And while he was there, he wept because now he realized what he was missing. He was gnashing his teeth. That was a sign of frustration and anger, of knowing what could have been, but is now too late to obtain. Because this man refused to put on the wedding garment, he was locked and put out in the outer darkness, facing judgment on the basis of his own failed righteousness. We speak often of the grace of God. We just sang it in our sermon hymn. Grace! What a thrilling sound. Because you and I know, don't we, that it is the grace of God that has clothed us in that wedding garment of Christ. It is God's love for us. It is His call to us. It is His choosing us by grace to be His own, that we are properly attired in the wedding garment. He has dressed us in the garments of His Son so that we can celebrate our forgiveness and our salvation. Dressed in this attire, we radiate that grace in thankful and joyful lives lived to His glory, which is our sanctification. For those wearing appropriate attire, there is a place in the kingdom of God, both in this life and in the life to come. Repent and believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin. Jesus' message to us in the kingdom of God on the last day will be loud and clear. And for those dressed in the appropriate attire of the righteousness of Christ, we will not hear the groom's father say, "Get out into outer darkness." But rather, he will say, "Come in, sit down, and enjoy forever." Amen.